WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Congress formalizes election. I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers convened and are carrying out their duties under the law to finalize the 2024 presidential election. Vice President Kamala Harris overseeing the tradition. It comes 2 weeks before President-elect Trump is sworn into office for a second term. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
After making their way through snow-covered D.C. streets to the Capitol under tight security, members of the House and Senate will watch as Vice President Harris opens the envelopes containing the electoral votes. After they're tallied, Harris will announce she was defeated by Donald Trump. No objections are expected, as we saw 4 years ago. They'd be much tougher to make now. Under recent reforms passed by Congress, 20 senators and 87 members of the House would have to co-sign.
President Biden, in an op-ed published in the Washington Post, urged Americans not to forget what happened 4 years ago when rioters stormed the Capitol. He says it should be remembered as, quote, a day when democracy was put to the test and prevailed. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you need something to eat today, Culver's is raising money for the Families of Abundant Life Christian School. It's part of the Make Your Meal Matter campaign. Nearly 70 restaurants across the state will be participating. They'll donate a portion of today's profits to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund hosted by the United Way. The amount donated can differ by location. If you want to support that effort, just look for the Make Your Meal Matter sign at the Culver's closest to you. Now, from past experiences, these fundraising days tend to be busy. So if you want to go, maybe build in an extra 10 or 15 minutes. Meanwhile, a downtown Madison favorite is closing. Shortstack Eatery announced they will not be renewing their lease. Any weekend morning on State Street, you'll see a line out the door waiting for a table at Shortstack. The owners say they'll be pursuing their next dream in a different industry. They say they'll be going strong until May when they shut their doors for good. And Wisconsin currently ranks in the middle of the pack when it comes to clean energy development. Right now, about 70% of the power the state uses is imported. But the Badger State has been able to maximize some federal initiatives in the last year to fund new projects. Oliver Schmitz, Associate Dean of Engineering at UW-Madison, believes the most important component in recent advancements in clean energy is community involvement.
Many of this technology discovery is community-driven. So people who consume energy, the communities out in the state are thinking about what is the fit for our community.
He says now the state would do well to focus on its baseload capacity or replacing coal plants with equivalent units of continuous energy. This month, the state announced a second delay of Columbia County's coal plant retirement. According to Clean Jobs Midwest, Wisconsin currently has more than 73,000 clean energy positions. And in 2023, the clean energy job market grew four times faster than the state's overall economy. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers fall to Chicago. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nearly 78,000 fans in 15-degree temperatures watched the Chicago Bears beat the Packers 24-22 at Lambeau Field. Packers quarterback Jordan Love had to leave the game before halftime after injuring his right elbow.
I landed on it on the ground, I think. And yeah, just kind of pretty much lost all feeling in my hand and was pretty much just went numb.
Wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in his right knee. His season is over. Interim head coach Thomas Brown says the Bears were overdue to get a W.
First time we won a game in 10 games. First time we beat these cats in 11 tries. A lot to play for, and no better feeling than Cairo having a chance to come on the field. Great job by our field goal team to protect. It was perfect execution, drilled it, right, game over.
So the Packers finished the regular season 11-6. They'll face the 14-3 Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. The Bucks take on the Raptors in Toronto. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny and rather breezy today, with winds out of the north, taking our high temperatures of the mid-20s and making it feel more like the teens. Then tonight, we flirt with the single digits for overnight lows and for tomorrow, low 20s. And we've got a ton of sunshine the entire week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 22 degrees. Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some Republicans don't seem very enthusiastic about continuing to fund the IRS. Why would that be? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome in to hour number 2 of the big program here on a Monday, January 6th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along with us. Back to school, back to work. Some folks, not us, Zommers, but I know some folks took 1 or 2 weeks off during the holidays. And for some people, it's like, oh, you know, back to, yeah, I was getting ready this morning, and like the whole crew of the third hour of today, Al Roker, and all this, they took like a whole week off last week. They were showing their vacation pictures. Al Roker was out in Pasadena for the Rose Parade. I watched a little bit of that. But we took New Year's Day off. We actually didn't, because we pre-recorded a show, but we were here all last week.
Yeah, I mean, and having 4 days of the work week of the week of Christmas off, I mean, we recorded stuff ahead of time, right. We prepared things, but not being here was, it's just weird gone for that many days when you do a live show every day.
It feels like we're natural, we're here with you. We like to be here, you understand. It's the best 2 hours of the day, quite frankly.
For sure.
Just sit here and chill out with all of you. Glad to have you along. Coming up in hour two, straight ahead, what's worse? Looking at certain months of the year, Craig T. Nelson, coach, sang the national anthem at Lambeau Field over the weekend. Going to let you hear a little bit of that. Are you doing dry January? Might be surprised who is. And Wisconsin's state park system turns 125.
Wow.
I did not know that. More shows from more state parks. We've done it from Governor Nelson State Park, had Tia Nelson, whose dad helped create Earth Day, was a founder of Earth Day. And of course, Governor Nelson State Park is named after her dad. So maybe more shows this year from state parks. We shall see. But glad to have you along here in hour number 2 of the big program. Of course, as we said, hour 1, it is now official. Donald Trump has been certified, his election, that is, in Congress. Kamala Harris oversaw the certification process, along with House Speaker Mike Johnson, the Vice President, very cordial, setting the tone. And so, normalcy. Imagine that. Very different than 4 years ago. But normalcy has set in there. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, is stepping down as his Liberal Party's leader, will stay on as Prime Minister until the new one is elected. Sometime, they're saying October or before, perhaps. Top news stories. And weather still a factor for our listeners in Waukesha, Milwaukee, heading down towards Racine, Kenosha. Lake effect snow. Zommers, you're from Manitowoc, right along the lake. Have you seen Because I grew up out in southwest Wisconsin. We didn't have that over there. Are you familiar with lake effect snow?
Oh, very much, yes.
Yeah. Does it excite you or annoy you when you look at the rest of the state? We're all sitting here clear, and you're there in Manitowoc trying to dig out from a foot of snow.
It depends on how far into winter we are. At the beginning, right? I'm like, yes, we're walking in a winter wonderland. And towards the end, it's like once you hit second and maybe third winter, you know, right, how Wisconsin goes. It ebbs and flows. It's like, all right, it's April. We shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just be aware, some slickery roads in parts of Wisconsin, in the far southeast part of the state, by the way. That's where things are really the slickest. South of Kenosha, down to the state line, and then just south of Caledonia area, roadways there are slick in stretches. Might see another inch of snow. Most of it has come to an end along Lake Michigan, southeast Wisconsin, but that's where the winter weather advisories are. The rest of the state in good winter driving condition. It's 10 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No money given away, no prizes involved, but your opportunity to be heard across the state of Wisconsin on the largest statewide privately owned radio network in Wisconsin. Do you know that, Zombers?
No, but I'm not surprised.
You did not know that. Well, that's true. Wisconsin Public Radio has a couple more stations, but they're publicly owned. We're the largest statewide radio network, privately owned, in the state of Wisconsin. You can hear us in every major market, and we're so glad to have you along with us. Your chance to answer the question of the day, and it fits right in with what Zomers was saying about lake effect snow, depending upon how far into the season you are. Here is very simple, but a good one. What's worse, January or February? What's worse, January or February? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today for free. Simply go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute CM logo. Click on it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. Open it up. The first 11 stations. You can find this all across the state of Wisconsin every day, noon until 2. Click on whatever station you want. Go over to the text icon. Click on that and text in an answer. What's worse, January or February? And it goes right to what you were saying, Zomers. You know, whether you like the lake effect snow or not.
Yeah, it depends how many times you've had to shovel and or snowblow that foot of snow out of the driveway.
Yes. Denise, listening on WMDX in Madison, says January.
Because somebody else.
Oh, I'm sorry. January on AUK says January because it's longer. Right. And I always thought leap year was in an even year. But then I looked up here and, I saw a calendar earlier because I think last year was leap year. And there are 28 days this year, 29 in a leap year, but no, this is not leap year. All right. I'm not sure. I had fake news on leap year for a second, but January, only 28 days this year, February, 28 days, January 31. So I get that. Diane in Madison says, I love them both.
In all caps.
Diane in listening MDX, a winter person. Well, that's fun. That's why a lot of us live in Wisconsin. And I'm with you in regards to I like winter when there's snow. I'm not a big fan of I guess I'm okay with this kind of weather where it isn't. What I don't like is when it gets really cold with no snow. Because if there's snow, you can kind of go out and do stuff.
If there's no snow, you just spend as little time outside as possible.
Yeah. John K. watching on YouTube. John, thanks for watching us. Says January's worse. Holiday season hangover. And weather seems to really kick into the cold stuff. But by February, we're all acclimated to the cold and March is right around the corner.
I agree. That's
really?
Where I'm at.
That's where you're at? All right. Dave, listening in New Berlin, says historically February feels like the coldest month. February is worse. And see, that brings up, as a broadcaster, you're always, there are the pronunciation police out there. Is it February, the way everybody says it, or is it February with the R in it? Like most Wisconsinites say February. The R is silent. But I think grammatically speaking, February is the right way to say it. I don't know. I always remember Mark Kane on Channel 3, great host of Live at 5 and Live at 4. He was kind of, you know, people would kind of call him out. They used to have letters on Live at 5. They'd have viewer mail. And people would call in and write in. And then once the internet got here, that just did that whole segment in. But people would call in and harp on Mark Kane for mispronouncing February. And he wasn't having any of it.
Speaking of pronunciation.
And I thought it was fantastic, quite frankly.
Speaking of pronunciation and the internet, here is how February, I just said it wrong, is pronounced according to Google.
Yes.
February.
See, it's
you do say the R.
Yeah, February. But who says that? Nobody says that in Wisconsin.
Not here.
Jeff watching on Facebook, Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, February is worse. Despite having the fewer calendar days, February seems like the longest month. See, I'm with my Richland Center colleague. For me, February is worse just because of what Perry said. Because it just, I don't know, I guess January, you know, at least in our household, the tree was usually still up, at least for that first week of January.
That's true.
And there's a little bit of holiday-ish feeling in the air a little bit. You've got college football playoffs, which I'm into. You've got the NFL playoffs, which I'm into. You've got things going on. And then by February, you know, the Super Bowl is wrapping up. It's kind of still early-ish in the college basketball season. And by that point, my body is just like, okay, I'm ready for warm weather. And it gets worse the older you get, by the way, in my opinion. Tony Zimmerman watching on YouTube, making sure he says it right. February is worse. No reason, it just is. I agree, Tony. Because maybe because I'm single, I'm not a big Valentine's Day person.
That is true. Valentine's Day is really annoying. Even when I was in a relationship, I'm just like, come on, it's another day. This is a like holiday company inspired holiday. I don't need to spend way more money on stuff I could get you any other day of the year.
I shouldn't say I'm not a big Valentine's Day person. I think it just depends on whether you have a significant other or not, right?
It also depends on if you have the same matched level of enthusiasm.
Right. Yes. Alice listening on WFHR, a great station up there in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. I love that station. Got to visit it the first time on one of our What Makes Wisconsin Great tours. Great folks, great staff up there at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, great community station. Alice listening in beautiful Cudahy says she loves winter, but February is longer because it's a teaser. Oh, but February is worse because is longer because it's a teaser. All right, there you go. No, I love the seasons, I guess. I'll say that. And winter is part of the season, right? We're asking what's worse on our question today, January or February? Call in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text on the Civic Media app.
Now that I'm thinking more about it and reading these people's answers, I think I want to change my answer. I think February is worse.
You're changing your answer.
Yeah, because you know, in January, like you mentioned, the holidays, you still get to listen to Christmas music, which right. makes, you
a
know,
bit, yeah.
at least at the beginning, mm-hmm. which makes the cold weather more tolerable. Mm-hmm. And you still get to see family members more, whereas in February, there aren't really any events where you're seeing your family.
Dave in New Berlin listening in saying, remember it by saying, oh, yeah, brew. There's a brew in February. I still say
February. And we live in Wisconsin.
I still say February. Scott Madison, MDX, I prefer Double Down January. You get to drink twice as much. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Kristen and Slinger says February is awful. Too much ice. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. More straight ahead on the All Balls Show for a Monday.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Wherever it may lead, and having some fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, Monday, January 6th. Have a little fun here asking the question, what's worse, January or February? Or if you want to get technical, February. I don't know. Some things just stick in your mind. And I was a big fan of Mark Cain, one of the all-time best broadcasters anywhere, any level, any day for my money, right here in Madison, Wisconsin. And some viewer in their Live at 5 viewer mail was going off about the fact that Mark was saying February. And they're like, it's February. And he wasn't having it. Basically told him to buzz off. We see, I guess this is, we get viewer mail every day, just an engagement going back and forth. I enjoy some good viewer mail. All right. So what's worse, January or February? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Well, it's January, and it was cold on Sunday. The Packers lost, as we said earlier, to the Bears. Yep, they got the better of us this time. 24-22, they won it on a walk-off field goal. How about that? Packers will now face the Eagles on Sunday on Fox at 3:30. You can hear the game on select stations on Civic Media in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Kenosha. Packers, Eagles, 3:30 on Sunday, division playoffs, wild card, pardon me, playoffs. But this weekend, in a story, the Green Bay Press Gazette says if singing the national anthem at Lambeau Field on Sunday was the culmination of Craig T. Nelson's journey with making and promoting the upcoming Green and Gold movie, he couldn't have asked for a more memorable exclamation point. So this was fantastic. Craig T. Nelson, a lot of people remember him from Coach, more recently on Young Sheldon on CBS. He's in this new movie called Green and Gold. It's produced in part by Culver's. Yes, that Culver's. By the way, get yourself to Culver's today. I'm going after the show. No joke. No joke. I'm not kidding around. They're doing a great thing for this school here in Madison that had the shooting, and they're going to give proceeds to families. So help people out. You're hungry. You know, as my friend Sam likes to say, got to eat somewhere. Get yourself to Culver's today. Buy something and help out these families here at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison who are going through that tragedy of the shooting. Now, there's a real thing we can actually do to help out our friends and neighbors.
Is that a specific location only?
There are 70 that are participating, 70. So I think it's most of the Wisconsin Culvers across Wisconsin. So get yourself to a Culver's today. Culver's helped produce this. And this new movie coming out called Green and Gold. Craig T. Nelson, 80 years old, by the way, still getting it done at 80. So he was in Lambeau for the game to promote. It was this grand opening. Craig Culver was there for this new movie called Green and Gold coming out as a story about a farmer from Wisconsin who literally bets the farm on the Green Bay Packers season. I'm not making that up. I can't wait to see it. So Coach Craig T. Nelson was in Green Bay. Let's give you a little taste here. Here was Craig T. Nelson. Here's a little bit of the Star Spangled Banner at Lambeau. That's not bad. There was a couple of parts I think he struggled with a little bit more, but hey, that's a hard song to sing, or a hard song to sing in front of, 80,000 plus there at Lambeau Field. It sounds odd because I keep thinking of his character Coach. It's just, Jeff Perry says Nelson is much better at this than Roseanne. Well, I mean, my departed schnauzer was better at singing the national anthem than Roseanne. I mean, give me a break. So this new movie, Green and Gold, tickets are on sale currently, by the way. A list of local theaters in Wisconsin and beyond can be found at Fathom Events, FATHOM events.com/events/Green and Gold. So look for that. Yeah, that's pretty good. 855-752-4842. Still have the What's Worse open, January or February. Karina in Milwaukee on AUK. Karina, what's worse?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Karina. Yes.
I tell you, February is the worst. Doesn't matter where we are, Wisconsin or Russia. February is the worst. I know it for sure. My birthday is in February. It's always colder. It's always more snow. It's always, I would get, and even in Russia, I would get the skis, the ice skis, because everybody ice skate and everybody do the, cross country in Russia. So I would get it for a New Year present.
Right.
And I would have to wait until it's really cold to skate in the February. Wow. Yep.
So here's a question, though, Karina. But does the vodka taste better in February in Russia?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Vodka does. I mean, it warms you up.
Right.
And vodka, absolutely. But what you need to do, you need to drink vodka, and then you need to drink tea.
Vodka and tea. I love it. Thanks, Karina. I'm up against the clock. Happy New Year, Karina. Thank you. Ron in Milwaukee listening on AUK. Ron, what's worse, February or January?
Well, I would say February. And, I think they could have fixed this by just naming the month February. But I don't know what the people in the
warm
climates would do. But this cycled me back again to an old Firesign Theater comedy record album from the 1970s. And the villain at one point shouts, he's a melodramatic villain, and he shouts, "The world is my oyster, except for the months with an R in them."
True enough. True enough. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for calling. Thanks for your listenership. We appreciate it down there at AUK in Milwaukee. Be safe out there on the roads. A little slickery in parts of southeast Wisconsin. Although it's going to clear up, get better as the afternoon goes on. Great. I would say for me, as I said, February. February
seems to be the consensus. We had some Januarys.
Yeah. All right, stay tuned. We're going to come back, ask you what your favorite Wisconsin state park is. They're turning 125 years old. And are you doing Dry January? I don't think Karina and I are. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I love all my friends.
Oh, God, Roseanne.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Within Madison city limits, the first Christmas tree collection cycle begins today, so you'll want to have it out at the curb if you're ready for it to leave the house. The Madison Streets Division will be out all week grabbing them. But if you're not ready yet, that's okay. The next tree collection cycle begins in 2 weeks on the 21st. And if you'd like to see your tree get a new life, a zoo in Baraboo will take it. Ochsner Park Zoo is accepting Christmas trees for their animals. More than 100 people have already done it, and now their Arctic fox, goats, otters, and even snakes are enjoying them. I checked with the staff at Henry Vilas Zoo here in Madison. They said they do not need Christmas trees, though. Lake Mendota froze just long enough for somebody to win $1,000. Last month, we told you about the Mendota Freeze Contest hosted by the Clean Lakes Alliance. People submitted their guesses of when they thought the lake would freeze over. Now, it's the State Climatology Office who officially makes that determination. They say it froze on Christmas Day, but just barely. According to the Clean Lakes Alliance, there was a bunch of fog and the ice melted quickly. But that still counts. Director James Tai on how they used to determine whether the lake was frozen.
They decided that if you could get into a boat with a keg of beer and not get across the lake, it was frozen. So, you know, everything revolves back to boating and maybe a little beverage or two. But that's the official way, and that's still how we track it. It's not if the whole lake is frozen. It's just frozen at its most major points.
Now it's a much more scientific process, but the principles are pretty much the same for the state climatologists. Now, 21 people correctly guessed that the lake would freeze over on Christmas. So the Clean Lakes Alliance did a random drawing, and Dan Standiford's name was picked. He said he's entered the contest for years, and he's never even come close until now. He won a $1,000 gift card from Land's End. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mamma Mia, there is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Pubity.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and rather breezy today, with winds out of the north, taking our high temperatures of the mid-20s and making it feel more like the teens. Then tonight, we flirt with the single digits for overnight lows and for tomorrow, low 20s. And we've got a ton of sunshine the entire week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
We love Patron. We came to party rock. Everybody is on.
Welcome back to the Todd Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past the hour, 1 o'clock on Monday, January 6, 2025.
We're talking about dry January, right?
Yes, we will in a minute.
So I thought that was an appropriate song.
It's coming up in a bit. It's coming up. But first, are you a state park guy, Zomers? Have you been to many of our great Wisconsin state parks?
I haven't been to a lot of them, but I've loved the ones I have.
Yeah, they're great. Wisconsin State Journal, great story by Laura Schulte. Wisconsin State Park System celebrating a big milestone this year. 125 years since the opening of the first state park in northwestern Wisconsin, Interstate State Park. I did not know that was the first one. Interstate State Park. Good trivia question. By the way, I spent a New Year's Eve back at Richland Center helping out with Triviathon there. Our friends, Phil Nee, Chris Simonson, Joanne Krulatz, Ken Feed, all the great folks up there. Great community event, Triviathon, every New Year's Eve. That might be a question next year. What was Wisconsin's first state park? Interstate State Park. In this article, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Missy Vandelet, the Recreation Partnership Section Chief, the DNR, said there would be a host of events starting on January 1st with the annual day hike, first day hikers. Already happened, of course. The hikers were held at a number of parks, but the signature hike occurred at Mirror Lake State Park in Wisconsin Dells. I've been to that one. Great state park. The guided hike included refreshments and attendees. Of course, after that, a series of candlelight hikes, snowshoe, and cross-country skiing events will be scheduled throughout the winter. And Earth Day and Arbor Day events across the state, including the ceremonial planting of 125 trees. Of course, we spent Earth Day last April at Governor Nelson State Park here in just off the shores of Lake Mendota, had Tia Nelson, whose dad, former governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, was the founder of Earth Day, was on the show. Appreciate that. Busy season ahead as well. Interstate Park will host the signature celebration at some point during the summer, which will include events based on the park. So looking to update your state park merch, or merchandise as they say. They said new merchandise will be released this year to celebrate the anniversary, available in park offices starting in the spring. Also, many events will include giveaways. Now, don't forget, and this went unheralded, even though we talked about it. It used to be you'd buy your state park sticker, but it didn't align with the calendar year. Thanks to now former Republican State Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay, he authored legislation, Governor Evers signed it into law, and now our state park stickers match up with the calendar year. So you buy it and it lasts all year long. It's a great deal, by the way. Growing up as kids, mom would take my sister and I to the state parks. Great economical way to have a wonderful day with the entire family any time of year. They're open. I think that's the other misnomer. People think that all the state parks close for winter. No, that is not the case. Let's see here. Vandelay said that she wasn't sure that Wisconsin was the first state to create a system to protect special areas at state parks, but it was one of the first. She said, with John Nolan's idea of the park system itself, we know we were on one of the earlier systems out there. So that's kind of exciting. John Nolan was a famed landscaped architect and city planner who advocated for the state park system and helped establish state parks across the state. And of course, the causeway, as they say, in my opinion, the most beautiful, whenever I have visitors that come to town, I always try to make sure that we come into Madison on John Nolan Drive, better known to locals as the causeway, because you're going in off the Beltline or whatever, and then you have Lake Monona there to your right, and you have the bay to your left, and you're going across this kind of a little bit of a, I guess, technically a causeway. But you have water all around you. You have the beautiful Monona Terrace Convention Center designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and the Capitol City behind that. It's a beautiful drive, especially at night or at sunset into Madison.
As long as there's no nearby construction, because then they don't call it the causeway. They call it hell on earth. Any other time, it is gorgeous.
Thank you for bringing the wet blanket to the party, Aaron Summers.
I need to start leaving those at home.
Yes, because they're redoing it, right? They're getting ready to redo it because it does need to be updated. So for the next couple of years, it's going to be a little congested at times.
It's
but when
still
it
beautiful.
Gets done, it's still going to be very nice. But John Nolan was a big state park type of guy. What's your favorite state park? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you. I know we have a lot of listeners that are really into the state parks. And I love that about our listeners. Going back and looking through some of these here, kind of interspersed with our what's worse. So give me a second here. But yeah, what's your favorite state park? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Great. Here's one listener calling in. I believe this is Len in Madison saying, I love Newport State Park in Door County. Official day sky park, dark sky. Oh, it's an official dark sky. That's from Denise, I'm sorry, Madison on WMDX. So that's fantastic, because we don't talk about this nearly enough. Light pollution, right? A lot of cities, lots of new buildings, lots of construction, lots of big, you know, big box stores put in bright lights. And I grew up in, you know, a rural area in Southwest Wisconsin. My grandparents were dairy farmers. And one of my favorite spots on earth was up behind the house on the farm at the middle of darkest of night, when there was a new moon, and you could look up and you could see the Milky Way. You could literally see the swirl and the stars on a clear summer night. And we don't realize, you know, in Madison, you look up and you see a couple of stars. But you don't really see the sky unless you get to a place like this at Newport State Park in Door County. And it's an official dark sky, so that it's deemed that it's far enough away from city urban lighting that you can actually see the true sky. There are other places as well. But that's another, you know, you go camping or whatever, and you can see the actual sky. Mark, listening in Prairie du Sac on WMDX, says, I get my sticker included with my patron's license for hunting or fishing. Well, there you go. Thank you, Mark. It's another thing. You buy your patron's license, you get the state park included, the sticker. You just put it on your car, your vehicle, good all year long. Dave in New Berlin says, here's a view from atop East Bluff at Devil's Lake. Devil's Lake, very popular for this part of the state, right around this area. Mark in Prairie du Sac also saying, on state parks, I spent many fun days growing up at Pedersen State Park. Learned to swim at that park in Interfalls Lake, and in college cross-country skiing on the trails there. See, another great example of things you can do at state parks: swim, ski. What's your favorite state park? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sean, listening in Richland Center, one of our great UPS drivers out there listening to us on WRCE in the RC, says, used to have a UPS route in Cassville. Oh, see? Like taking my lunch break at a Nelson Dewey State Park. Although Wyalusing is probably my favorite. Been to both of those. It's absolutely fantastic. That's one of the, you know, having a life in politics for so many years, campaigning and also just holding office hours, you're reminded how many wonderful places in this state there are, and you wouldn't normally get to them if not for a job like that. Also a UPS driver, right? Along the Mississippi River, Southwest Wisconsin, all the bluffs and everything, gorgeous. Cassville, Wyalusing, beautiful. Let's see here. What else do we have? Kirk listening up in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin, on WCFW The Tap in Eau Claire, says, is it Perot State Park in Trempealeau? Hike the bluff trails for awesome views of the Mississippi River. Well, thank you, Kirk. I need to put that one on my list when I go up and see my sister and brother-in-law and the family up there. I've never been. P-E-R-R-O-T. I'm assuming it's pronounced Perot State Park in Trempealeau. I've been to Trempealeau County, but not that state park. So see another one to put on the list there. What's your favorite state park? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text it on the Civic Media app. According to this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Department of Natural Resources tracks the number of visits to the state parks each year. And while the numbers for 2024 won't be available until sometime next year, data from 2023 shows that, by far, Devil's Lake State Park in Baraboo is the most popular. More than 2.3 million visitors last year. Earl Ingram and I went there last year. We were up in Baraboo for Juneteenth. Earl had never been there, just like I've never been to some places in southeast Wisconsin. And again, Earl Ingram is in fantastic shape, by the way. He was kicking my butt going up and down the trails because there's steep hiking trails. And I know he said he was going to bring his family back there. So it's if you've not taken, take a day trip or overnight trip. It's a beautiful area of the state. Wisconsin Dells gets all the, or most of the love. And the Dells is great. But if you want something more natural, just go down about 15 miles south to Baraboo and Devil's Lake.
Yeah, if you're able to hike with a little bit of steep trails, you absolutely should go. I'm glad you got the show, Earl.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt in Milton, listening on WMDX. Matt says Devil's Lake is his favorite for hiking and swimming. Decent burger, too. Let's keep them public. That's true. There are in select state parks. There's also food stands, depending upon the time of year as well. Karina, listening in Milwaukee on WAUK. Karina says Hamilton Beach Park. I'm trying to think if I've been to that one. It sounds familiar, but I don't want to say if it's not true. But yeah, Baraboo and Devil's Lake, the most popular.
Or it might be Harrington Beach Park.
All right. Hamilton sounds familiar, but we'll see. Also, according to the DNR, after Devil's Lake comes Kettle Moraine State Forest, the southern unit. Beautiful area as well. Nearly 1.5 million visitors to Kettle Moraine. Peninsula State Park, Governor Dodge State Park, High Cliff State Park, Willow River State Park, and the Kohler Andrea State Park round out the top parks and state parks in Wisconsin. And by the way, they're self-funded. Also very important. Wisconsin's park system, one of the few in the U.S. that are mostly self-supporting through the sale of those park passes and campsite fees. But funding has been an issue in recent years, according to the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum, with Wisconsin spending less than any other state on park costs. Let me say that again. Wisconsin spends less than any other state on park costs and ranking among the lowest in spending on park projects. Now there, shouldn't that be a bipartisan issue?
I would think so. That's just sad. We have such a great natural resource here. We should work to preserve it.
See, that's the kind of stuff that I wish our legislators would work on. That's the kind of stuff that I wish they could say, you know what, we might disagree on this or that, but we're going to come together and we're going to fund our state park system. I didn't know that we were the lowest funded in the country. That's why it's so important that you buy your park sticker, you don't try to sneak in, and those camping fees. LA Tom, watching on YouTube, says, can you tell the audience the difference between public and private? Well, sure. I mean, public means that it's owned by the state, is supported, as I just said, mostly self-funding. And we have private campgrounds and private areas as well, and that's fine. But they get to set the fees, and they're not as accessible. Think about it. I mean, my mom was a single mom, had two kids, did not have a lot of money at all growing up. And I forget what the fee was then. Maybe it was, you know, for the year, $15. Now it's 20-something, 28, 29. But you can take, once you get in, you know, the sand, the beach, the hiking trails, all free for the day or the year, as it turns out. But what a great deal that is. Less than $30, you can take the family all year to state parks. There you go. It's a great deal. Come on back. Talk a little bit about Dry January. Another vote from Karina for Harrington Beach Park. Very good. Thank you, Karina. Come on back. Going to wrap it up. Talk a little bit about Dry January. And the youngins are embracing it. It's the All Balls Show for Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, Section 2, included opportunity for communities of minority voters to elect the congressional candidate of their choice by creating a majority-minority voting district. In 2025, Alabama, for the first time in history, has two black members of Congress. It wasn't easy. Alabama's population is almost 27% black, yet the state had only one majority-minority congressional district out of seven after the 2020 redistricting cycle. Voters sued under the Voting Rights Act, and in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court in Allen v. Milligan determined the legislature had intentionally diluted black voting power. Alabama's federal district court ordered new maps, which the legislature and governor defied, refusing to create a second majority-minority district. Finally, in October 2023, the court chose a map drawn by a court-appointed expert, which included a second black district. Black Alabamian Shamari Figures, son of civil rights activists, won the second congressional district 55% to 45%. The Milligan decision was long-awaited justice for black Alabamians, but a Supreme Court decision in a South Carolina gerrymandering case may narrow already weakened Voting Rights Act protections. We have more on the Milligan decision and its consequences at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS and ABC News, followed by some weather and sports, and then Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show in to take you into the next 2 hours from 2 until 4, followed by Dom Selvia from 4 until 6, Pete Schwabe and Nightlight at 7 o'clock, pardon me, at 6 o'clock, and then later on Rick Smith Across America and Native Roots Radio. Great lineup for the rest of the evening. Stick around here at Civic Media all afternoon and into the evening long. All right. As the new year begins, many people are focusing on their resolutions with Dry January. Dry January. How dry I am, how dry I'll be. It's becoming a popular trend, and this might surprise some people, particularly and especially among young adults. The idea of Dry January is to refrain from drinking alcohol for the entire month to experience positive health benefits. Research has shown that taking a break from alcohol could lead to benefits, including improved liver health, blood sugar levels, and cholesterol. Taking a break from alcohol could also lead to improved energy levels, better sleep, weight loss, and overall wellness. And who couldn't use that? According to Civic Science, an impressive 25%, a quarter of all Americans, 21 plus, reported they successfully completed Dry January last year, up from 2024, or up from 16% of the year before. The data shows high completion rates were spearheaded by younger Americans. 35% of Gen Z, age 21 to 24, successfully completed Dry January more than double the percentage of Americans 55 and up. That's my generation. Boy, that sounds weird to say. Only 14% of my generation was able to complete a Dry January. On the other hand, 25% of Zomers of your generation. How about that? Why is that?
I don't know. I'm going to guess
you're TikTok. Not doing it, but you think TikTok.
I think TikTok because really? I've seen it become a thing on there where they'd be like, I'm doing Dry January. Get ready with me. We're going to not drink alcohol. Here's some fun mocktails you could do instead.
Well, that's great.
And I agree. I don't know why I did a mocking tone of voice. I didn't mean to mock it because go for it.
But I think you raise a good point. Those people, those TikTokers, how do we know they're really doing it or they just want the likes?
We don't.
I'm still doubting. I don't know why. But I think it's a great thing.
I think so, too.
I drink, even though I make a lot of jokes about it, I would say I drink in moderation. There are lots of days or even weeks that go by I don't have anything at all. But, you know, I don't know. And I've said this before on the show. There have been points in my life, not recently, where I've, you know, been pretty down. I'm like, I'm just going to get a bottle of wine, finish it off, and pass out. And I get like a glass and a half in, and then I just fall asleep in my chair. I'm not a good, and it's a good thing, by the way. I'm not like a good depressed drinker. I don't drink to get drunk or don't drink to numb the pain. For me, it's about the taste. It's a nice bottle, not expensive, but just a nice bottle of wine, a nice craft brew, a nice mixed cocktail. And I drink more when I'm around friends or whoever as a social thing. I don't go home and just like,
yeah,
you know,
same here.
Get sloshed.
I make drinks pretty strong.
Do you?
Yeah. But it's because I like how they taste. It's like if you're using nice liquor, why not? Or if you're making a mixed drink, for example,
sure.
Why not taste it?
Article says as Dry January continues to gain popularity, the number of people participating is expected to reach even greater heights this year. What you brought up, I think, is really good. Because I know people in my life that just don't drink for whatever reason, and good on them. I think it's really important that you support that. All of us support you in the general sense. And yes, and there's been stores and bars and places here in Madison, I know other parts of the state, Milwaukee, where mocktails have become a huge thing. Like, you're paying $12 for a mocktail, and it doesn't include any, you know, mocktail means it doesn't include any alcohol. But the complexity, they make, you know, homemade syrups, like, you know, a cucumber syrup or whatever. That's a lot of process, and so they charge, you know, close to the same price. Dave in New Berlin says, it feels good to know that I'm helping to keep the guy at the liquor store employed. Well, there's that too. Tom, LA Tom, watching on YouTube says, if I drink to drink to get drunk, it's always when I'm in Wisconsin.
You know, we are known for that.
Yeah, sadly, right? Drink Wisconsin, please. No, I think it's true. Most of us in Wisconsin could stand to drink a little bit less. I think it's like anything else. Everything in moderation, right? Article says, as for why Gen Z is drinking less, a report from Time Magazine pointed to several factors. Young adults are less interested. Why they're less interested in alcohol? There has been a change in alcohol's social reputation and how drinking culture is viewed. Really? I did not know that.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you watch old movies everybody is like, you walk in the house, you have your decanter of whiskey.
Right, right.
New movies, it's just not part of culture in the same way as it used to be.
Now, see, that's very interesting because I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. I mean, I used to watch Dallas all the time. First, the Ewing living room on South Fork, you know, JR, Bobby would walk in, JR, can I fix you a drink, Bob? You're right. You're right about that. So good on Gen Z. Good for the younger generation for realizing you can have a Dry January. For all those participating, good luck. Keep it up. Stay healthy. Great show today. Appreciate everybody being here. Tomorrow we'll have Luke Mathers. Some Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Maggie Dawn is next. This is Todd Allball saying, oh, look, Jesus is calling us again. He called us earlier in the show. I thought it was Jesus. And I said, wow, what did I do now? No, it was just Jesus. It was a wrong number. And he's calling back. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, the Dane County Humane Society will be here with another round of The Dating Game.
And we'll see if you can finally find a pet yourself.
Oh, I'm hoping.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that. All right.
Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Congress formalizes election. I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers wrapping up a joint session today receiving state electoral results from the 2024 election.
Pursuant to the Constitution,
Vice President Harris began the proceeding, which lasted just 30 minutes.
Madam President,
in alphabetical order, the electoral votes from each of the states were read aloud. Republicans cheered whenever a Trump won state was announced. Democrats did the same when electors for Harris were read. The final word came from her.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes.
Members of both parties gave Harris a standing ovation. Her formal declaration of the tally tees up Trump's inauguration 2 weeks from today. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Security was heightened today 4 years after rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol, trying to stop Congress from finalizing results in the 2020 election. President Biden, in a Washington Post op-ed today, urged Americans not to forget democracy was tested, he says, and prevailed. This is ABC News.